Characteristics of living things. Nutrition. Nutrition is the process by which living things obtain food. Importance of nutrition. It provides materials for growth. It provides energy. It provides materials for protection. It repairs worn-out tissues and maintenance of the body. Types of nutrition. There are two main types of nutrition, namely autotrophic and heterotrophic nutrition. Autotrophic nutrition. This is the process by which an organism uses sunlight or chemical energy to synthesize organic food substances from simple inorganic substances. There are two types of autotrophic nutrition, namely photosynthetic and chemosynthetic. Photosynthetic nutrition. This is a type of autotrophic nutrition in which organism uses energy from sunlight to synthesize organic food substances from simple inorganic substances. Photosynthetic organisms are referred to as phototrophs or holophytic. Phototrophs. Phototrophs are organics which use energy from sunlight to synthesize organic food substances from simple inorganic substances. Phototrophs or photosynthetic organisms include green plants, algae such as Spirogyra, photosynthetic bacteria. Green plants and algae. These trap sunlight by chlorophyll and use carbon dioxide and water as raw materials. Photosynthetic bacteria. These trap light energy using a pigment called bacteriochlorophyll and use carbon dioxide and hydrogen sulfide instead of water as raw material. They release sulfur as byproducts instead of oxygen. Photosynthetic bacteria are known as sulfur bacteria since they use hydrogen sulfide to synthesize food materials. It is interesting to note that bacteriochlorophyll exists in two different forms. One looks green and the other looks purple. Hence, two groups of photosynthetic bacteria exist, namely green sulfur bacteria and purple sulfur bacteria. Differences between photosynthesis in plants and in bacteria. Plants and algae. It uses water, but in photosynthetic bacteria, it uses hydrogen sulfide. In plants and algae, they produce oxygen, but in photosynthetic bacteria, they produce sulfur. In plants and algae, they don't produce water, but in photosynthetic bacteria, they produce water. In plants and algae, it uses chlorophyll, but in photosynthetic bacteria, it uses bacterial chlorophyll. In plants and algae, there is a chloroplast, but in photosynthetic bacteria, there is no chloroplast. B. Chemosynthetic nutrition. This is the type of autotrophic nutrition in which microorganisms use energy from chemical reactions in the environment to produce organic food substances from simple inorganic substances. Chemosynthesis occurs in vents at the bottom of the ocean, caves and deep inside rocks where light is unavailable for photosynthesis. Sources of energy in chemosynthesis include hydrogen sulfide, methane, ammonia, and iron. Chemotrophs. Chemotrophs are organisms that utilize chemical energy from oxidation of compounds to synthesize their organic requirements. They include chemosynthetic bacteria, which use carbon dioxide and water as raw material to produce food, and obtain energy to drive the process from oxidation of certain inorganic materials, such as hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, iron, etc. Examples of chemosynthetic materials. 1. Nitrifying bacteria such as Nitrosomonas and Nitrobacter, which convert ammonium compounds to nitrates. 2. Colorless sulfur bacteria, which utilize energy from oxidation of sulfur to sulfate. 3. Ion bacteria, which utilize energy from the oxidation of iron. Similarities between phototrophs and chemotrophs. They both use inorganic substances. They both manufacture organic substances. Differences between photosynthesis and chemosynthesis. In photosynthesis, it uses sunlight and energy. In chemosynthesis, it uses chemical energy. In photosynthesis, it requires chlorophyll. In chemosynthesis, it does not need chlorophyll. In photosynthesis, it produces complex organic substances, but in chemosynthesis, it does not produce complex substances. In photosynthesis, it does not involve inorganic oxidation reaction. In chemosynthesis, it involves inorganic oxidation reaction. 2. Heterotrophic nutrition. This is a type of nutrition in which organisms depend on complex organic substances in autotrophs for food, since they cannot synthesize their food. There are four main kinds of heterotroph nutrition, namely holozoic, saprophytic, parasitic, and symbiotic nutrition. Holozoic nutrition. This is a type of heterotrophic nutrition that involves the ingestion of complex organic food substances for digestion and absorption. Common in protozoa, most animals, and carnivorous plants. Examples are mammals such as rabbits, bears, and reptiles, and protozoa such as amoeba, paramecium, and Lugolina. Saprophytic nutrition. This is a type of heterotrophic nutrition that involves the extracellular digestion of decayed or elaborated complex organic food materials before absorption in the body. Examples are fungi such as mushrooms, rhizopus, and certain bacteria. Parasitic nutrition. This is a type of heterotrophic nutrition where the organism lacks digestive enzymes, depends on already digested food from another organism called host and causes harm to it. Examples are tapeworms, ticks, some fungi, etc. Mutualistic nutrition. Example is anaerobic bacteria in alimentary canal of herbivores. It should be noted that since heterotrophic nutrition is on complex food substances, there is the need for breaking down of food into smaller units that can be absorbed into the cells by diffusion. In holozoic nutrition, complex food is taken into the body before digestion inside the body. In saprophytic nutrition, food is digested outside the body before taken in by absorption. In parasitic nutrition, there is no digestion by the organism itself. Holozoic nutrition occurs in unicellular organisms, which engulf the food substance into the cell before digestion in the cytoplasm of the cell. This is called intracellular digestion. Holozoic nutrition in multicellular organisms, such as in animals and carnivorous plants, involves taking in complex food substances into the body. However, the food substance is digested inside the body before absorption in the cells. This is referred to as extracellular digestion. In saprophytic nutrition, food is digested outside the body by enzymes, secreted by the organism itself before absorption into the body. This is also called extracellular digestion. Intracellular digestion is the breakdown of food in the food vacuum of the cell by digestive enzymes produced by lysosomes. Examples of intracellular digestion are found in unicellular organisms such as amoeba and paramecium and white blood cells. Extracellular digestion. This is the breakdown of food outside the cell by digestive tubes secreted by the cell. This occurs completely outside the body as in saprophytic nutrition. It can also occur in the digestive tract of multicellular organisms as in most animals. Similarities between holozoic and saprophytic modes of nutrition. Both secrete digestive enzymes, both use organic food substances, both leave useless residues from their food, both synthesize proteins from amino acids and not from sugar and nitrates as in food in plants. Both cannot use simpler carbohydrates to build cellulose. Reproduction. Differences between autotrophs and heterotrophs modes of nutrition. In autotroph nutrition, the synthetic of simple inorganic substances, but in heterotrophic nutrition, it involves complex organic substances. Autotrophic nutrition involves anabolic process, but heterotrophic nutrition does not involve anabolic but catabolic process. Autotrophic nutrition manufacture its own food, but heterotrophic nutrition depends on other organisms for food. Autotrophic nutrition requires pigment to absorb energy. Heterotrophic nutrition does not require any pigment. Autotrophic nutrition are mostly found in plants, and heterotrophic nutrition are mainly found in animals. Reproduction. It is the process by which living things give rise to new individuals of their own kind to replace them. Importance of reproduction. It ensures continuity of organisms. It ensures multiplication of living things. Types of reproduction. It ensures continuity of organisms. It ensures multiplication of living things. Importance of reproduction. It ensures continuity of organisms. It ensures multiplication of living things. Types of reproduction. There are two main types of reproduction, namely sexual and asexual reproduction. Asexual reproduction. It is the production of a new individual from a single parent without fertilization of gametes. It does not involve sex cells. It involves single parents. It does not involve fertilization. Types of asexual reproduction. A. Fission. Asexual reproduction in the unicellular organisms in which parent cell grows into certain size and divides mitotically into two identical cells, which go into new individuals. It is mostly found in unicellular organisms, including bacteria and proteins. B. Sporulation. Reproduction by means of spores, which are one-celled reproductive tissue structures capable of developing into a new individual. Example is bacteria, amoeba, fungi, etc. Types of spores. The zoospores and aplanospores. C. Budding. This is a type of reproduction in which the parent organism develops an outgrowth, which eventually grows to life independently. Or it is when new organism goes from the body of the parent organism. D. Fragmentation. This is the breaking down of an organism into two or more parts, each going to a new individual. Examples: Spirogyra and sponges. E. Vegetative propagation. It's a type of asexual reproduction in which a specialized part of the organism detaches and develops into a new individual.